98.1 Minnesota's New Country. Morgan Wallen chasing you. It's 7:02 Paul and Kelly in the morning. And lucky for us, we've got our St. Cloud Norseman in the studio. Our coach Joe Extra is in.
Hey!
We have the goalie here today, right?
Goalie world. Goalie world. Yep. We got a former goalie and our goalie in the building today. So right. It's going to be our best show ever.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you much.
We hear you got you up early today. Yep. Just a little bit. Yeah. But you seems to be a happy camper in the morning.
Just running into him in the hallway, like he's got a great head on his shoulder. Coach, you got a great player here. Before we get into this weekend, really interesting background. I was kind of doing a little bit of reading on you back and kind of just trying to figure you out a little bit. And you shared a story in an online publication about a phone call you got in 2024 when Coach was coming on board. Can you just briefly share that conversation?
Yeah, absolutely. So I was in the gym. I had plans for I kind of had this plan for next year to go back up to Canada, and I'm working out, and I get this call from a number that I don't have saved, and I pick it up, and it's Joe, and it's, "Hey, this is Joe Extra, the new head coach of the St. Cloud Norsemen. What are you doing right now?" And I'm like, "I'm working out," and he's like, "Good."
And good. Then good. That's a good sign.
Yeah, exactly. And then he proceeds to kind of more or less tell me I'm coming to St. Cloud, which I don't regret at all. I'm super thankful he did. Basically haven't looked back since.
Awesome.
And that's not common, right, Coach? I mean, was he your first phone call after you got the job? It kind of sounds like.
Oh, I'm sure. Like it. Yeah, it was on there. We had an idea of who we were going to go after, and not a lot of fluff in recruiting. And hopefully, that's how I coach as well. Pretty direct to the point. But at the end of the day, I care about the guys, so I want to make sure. Parents, if you're listening, I care about the guys, and I might tell them what to do a lot. So get ready for that.
Being goalie, that to me, I don't know which position for hockey team has the most pressure on it, but to me, being a goalie, you have to be able to really take it, right? That's a tough job.
That's a good question. I mean, it depends on how you view it. Yeah. I think it's, I don't view it as pressure. I view it as privilege. I mean, it's a lot of fun to go out there and kind of like be the guy that your team wants to be in for you.
Yeah.
You kind of battle for the team. I think if you don't love the position for what it is, it becomes a pressure thing. But
best position in all of sports.
Yeah.
And you set others up to have success. No better example than the Olympics.
I was just going to say that.
Look at
how
Holly
did that
Buck.
Make you feel? If
without Holly Buck, is there a Jack Hughes story to tell?
Absolutely not.
So. He was amazing. So I'm like, I was wondering how you felt about that.
I'm sure he feels the same way if you asked Holly Buck. There's a bunch of there's a stigma that he's not good in high pressure environments. And then, he goes into a game like that and he proves them all wrong.
Yeah.
So that's awesome.
That is amazing. Yeah, that's cool. Okay, so there's games happening this weekend and we get to go, right? Friday
Absolutely.
Night?
Absolutely. Friday night, 7 o'clock at the Mac, Viking Coca-Cola night. First 200 fans in the building get to see Beck's Woo! Face, free team poster, my face, free team poster. Show up and get those. But also it's St. Cloud, Minnesota Warriors hockey team. All the little raffles, et cetera, we're going to have. Funds are going to go get donated to them as well. So get out there. Watertown's in town. Be our third time playing them this year. We've beat them the first two. They're one of the top four teams in our division, so it's going to be nose-to-nose Friday night. Beck's going to have to kick out a lot of saves, and our team's going to have to play hard.
Yeah,
love that. Now, we have tickets for the game that we'll be giving away here in just a little bit. Beck, interesting. So, Alexandria, so not too far from home. Who's your billet family? Who are you with down here?
Kate and Kurt Memkin.
All right, so thanks a lot, Kate and Kurt, on that.
Yes.
And his billet brother, Wyatt Farrell, who's on our team, and him and Wyatt play one-on-one after practice all day long. Two little seven-year-olds, it looks like, out there. Whoever wins the battle is happy. The other one's crying like a little baby.
Well, okay, I don't know about the crying.
Not crying, but you're whining, slamming sticks.
Yeah. Oh, hilarious.
Yeah.
Hilarious. All right, well, we appreciate you coming in, getting up early for us. I mean, happy belated birthday to you.
Thank you much.
Yeah.
Thank you much.
We were going to try to trick him today with a psychic trick, but we missed out on an opportunity. But thanks for being here. Don't miss our Norseman and you can go to the game this Friday night, and we're going to have a chance for you to win tickets coming up here in just a little bit. Right now, it's just some more. Time's a ticking on 98.1.